Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's good to have you here. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Valerie Sokolowski is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Valerie is a nationally recognized expert on professionalism in the workplace. She speaks all over the world, helping people and organizations learn how to put their best foot forward in a better way, to make a better first impression, and to continue to make good impressions. She's the author of Do It Right, the new book of business etiquette, one of her books, I should say, but that's her new one, and she's here to talk to us about business etiquette. Valerie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
It's good to have you here. You want to talk about this, and I'm glad you've written this book, Valerie, because this is very important, and because there are so many different kinds of business interactions today, there are more than ever before because of technology. Some are face-to-face. Those haven't changed all that much. But there are a lot of other ways that we meet people, that we do business. There are ways that we transfer information, that we share knowledge and information. And so we all need help with these things because it is important. Impressions are important, aren't they? Whether they're first or second.
Well, yes, they are. And, you know, it's interesting when people will say to me, well, why can't, you know, it's not fair that someone judges me on a first impression. And I have to say, right, it's not fair, but it's reality. So
that's right.
You're right on.
It's just like somebody asked me one time, did I know why the throat of the great blue whale was only this big? And he made a little circle with his hand, you know. And I said, I don't know. He said, because it's just the way it is.
It is what it is. Right.
That's right. And it's just the way it is. And you may not like it, but that's the way it is. So what about etiquette? What is the difference between etiquette and just kind of common manners? Is there a difference?
I think they mesh very nicely because common manners is really what we're trying to get to, and in some cases there really are some rules of etiquette that help us get there. So I think that's the alignment.
Do you think that some people have a problem with etiquette because I think even people who maybe have good manners, who were raised right, as my mother and dad would say, even those people don't exhibit good etiquette when primarily because they don't really notice what's going on around them. They sort of blunder into wherever they are and they don't recognize that, you know what, maybe I should realize that this is a different kind of an environment than I've been used to. Maybe I should slow down and kind of look at what's going on, think about what's happening, not just be myself. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. In fact, I've got a slide in my presentation, Jim, that has WAM, don't wham me, meaning,
right.
You know, we tend today to live in a wham world. What about me? What about me? What about me?
Right.
And I can understand that because we're in, as you said, technology has driven us into such a fast-paced world, and one in which, frankly, competition has increased, and we're all trying to stand out from the crowd and show ourselves and get to the top as quickly as we can, instant gratification, yada, yada. And so that drives people to become very me-focused. But to your point, the issue is if we can just stop a minute. And when we're having interactions with people, because by the way, that's what makes us successful, mm-hmm. How successful we are in our relationships is directly proportionate to how successful we are. So if we can just stop when we're in situations where we're interacting with other people, be it in the business world or socially or even in our family, and say, wait a minute, where's the other person coming from? What's the other person thinking? Wonder what's going on in his world that's causing him to be a little bit upset today. Mm-hmm. Then we'll have a little bit more civility in the workplace. And that's I think, the underneath reason that I wrote the book, is simply
do you think
say,
we're do you think we're slipping? Do you think we're in general the attitude in the marketplace? Do you feel like from an etiquette standpoint that we're not as refined maybe as we used to be or as we should be?
I do. I mean, yeah. I have statistics to prove that.
What do you think has caused that? What do you think? Why do you think we're like that? Do you think we've become technology has caused us to be a little less? We don't notice things as much as we used to. As we don't pay as much attention to how we should behave as we used to.
Well, I think that's part of it, Jim. And the other part is from the parenting standpoint. That's harder. You have so few, quote-unquote, traditional families today where they...
Mm-hmm.
And when was the last time we sat down to dinner, the family, and had conversation around the table, you know? So we haven't been taught from early on sometimes, mm-hmm. not always, but sometimes, to even think that way, much less know what to do. So...
Well, you know, and the other thing is we have a couple of generations coming along. I'm not on the leading edge of the baby boomers, but I'm not in the middle either. I'm in the upper quartile of the baby boomers, I guess you could say, Valerie. And the younger generations coming along seem to have different attitudes about etiquette. And I don't mean that they don't know how to use the right fork or they don't know to cover their mouth when they sneeze, but I mean just certain things that my generation and certainly the folks who trained me felt were important. What do you think about that?
I agree, and I will tell you that to the case, every time I'm in front of an audience and the younger generation is there, they want to know, absolutely want to know. I mean, I could stay for an hour after each speaking engagement because of the questions. In fact, recently this was a wonderful experience for me because it was all the new hires for one of the big four firms, and they were brought in all at once, about 400 of them. And after the speech, one person came up with a group and said, you know, we've got so many more questions. If you don't have time, if you have time for dinner tonight, could you go to dinner with us so we can just ask you more?
Wow.
Isn't that a wow? And so
they're hungry. They're hungry for that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, Jim, think about the fact that with all these legalities that companies have today, management has to be really careful.
They do have to be. Hold on to that thought, Valerie. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more and get her some specifics that she has on her mind and that she has in her book, Do It Right. Valerie Sokolowski is our guest, and she and I will be right back. Stay with us. Only that's Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen. That's a classic from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back. It's 23 after. Valerie Sokolowski is our guest. She's way too young to remember that song. And she's the author of Do It Right, the new book of business etiquette. And Valerie, tell us where the book's available and give us your website, please.
Oh, aren't you nice? Website is easy. It's valerieandcompany.com.
A-N-D. Valerie, A-N-D.com. And company. All spelled out, right?
Right.
.com. And I see you chose, like I did, not to put your name in your URL. I didn't want people to have to spell my name. But anyway, the book's available wherever books are sold.
It's actually available on cornerstoneleadership.com and
right.
Amazon.
And Amazon, and can they find it at your website as well?
Yes.
Okay, so check that out. Folks, the book is outstanding. There are pieces in here, 245 tips, by the way, for how to be a better leader, how to use etiquette for dealing with people, your professional image, techno etiquette, she calls it, offsite business meetings, even wine etiquette. I've got to check on that myself. I've got a great wine etiquette story to tell you in a minute, maybe. Valerie, and then a lot of other things. And I encourage you to check out the book. And if you're especially young people, get the book and read it. And I promise you, it will benefit you in your career. But what I'd like to talk a little bit about, Valerie, rather than some of the specific, you know, issues, is just the general interpersonal types of things that happen. And one of the things that I do quite a bit on the show is talk to managers who are like me, a little long on the tooth, about how to do a better job of managing the younger generations, the Gen Xers, the Gen Ys, who are coming into the marketplace now. But I also think that those younger generations have a responsibility too, that there are certain things that they need to do to help us out, to sort of meet us in the middle. What do you think about that, Valerie?
Oh, well, it's a two-way street, sure. I mean, that's how relationships are built. It's two ways. I think the most important thing to remember, if people don't get anything out of this conversation today, it's this. We cannot be successful unless we become very good at building and cementing relationships.
Yep.
That's the bottom line. And how do you do that? You do that about honestly wanting to, number one, thinking about the other person, not just yourself, number two. And then number three, being sure that you connect with people on their level, not just it's my way or the highway. You know, you can't go into any interaction in business, particularly since you're going there, and say, well, I'm just the way I am, you know, take me or leave me. Mm-hmm. Well, you might get left once in a while.
Well, let me give you a practical example here. One of the best things that happened to me, Valerie, was that I had mentors in my career. I still have mentors, but I had mentors when I was coming up, and some of these people didn't even know they were being my mentor. But because I treated them with respect, because I was grateful for what they were sharing with me and helping me to come along, because I demonstrate that gratefulness, they were forthcoming with that, and they continue to be forthcoming. And you know, the very fact that someone is a mentor probably means, it more than likely means that they're your elder. Not every case, but most of the cases, they're older than you. They've paid their dues already. They've made mistakes that you can now benefit from and not have to pay for. They may be, you know, as I tell some people, I'm still making payments on some of my mistakes. And so, you know, I'm giving it to you for free. But there is a level of respect and gratitude, I think, that I think is important, an important part of 21st century business etiquette. What do you think?
I agree, and I wish that all the educators would sort of say those things, you know, when young people are graduating from college. I had an experience once doing a program for MBAs, and the young man said to me, well, my mentor told me that when I get my first job, in order to set myself, you know, apart in the organization right away, I should go right up to the CEO and say, well, hello, Jim, my name is. And I was kind of taken back by that.
Right.
And I tried to give him the other side of the coin, and he absolutely did not agree. He said, you know, I have my education, I have my knowledge, I have a lot to offer, and it was all that, what about me again?
I.
But there's another side, too, and I do want to say this, and it's that management has a responsibility, too, and that is that people want to know what's expected of them. In other words, if management would be clear always as to what I, as your manager, expect from you in your job, and then I follow up to make sure you're not only understanding my expectations, but implementing them in case you need help. Those two are simple things, but that's not always happening either.
If that person had walked up to me and said that, I would have said, you know what? You haven't earned the right to call me by my first name.
That's right.
I might have given you that right, but as of now, you don't have that right.
That's right.
And so anyway, hey, Valerie, we got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back?
Sure.
You can help us, I think.
Okay.
And so we'll get you back another day. I've enjoyed having you here. Give us that website again one more time.
It's www.Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, and all spelled out company, Valerie and Company. Thank you.
Do It Right is the book. She'll be back. I will be too, right after these messages with Dan Burris. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.